Well, it is still winter by the calendar, but spring is definitely starting to show its face in the Puget Sound region. Our days are warmer, the sun's up longer, and I don't know about you, but I have crocuses up in my yard. But when the rain comes pouring down, and you know it will again, most of us just want to curl up with a good read. Librarian Nancy Pearl joins us every Tuesday with her book pick, and today she recommends something from writer Felix Gilman.
Felix Gilman wrote two books that are classified as science fiction that I just loved. One called The Half-Made World, and the sequel to that. And I just really enjoyed them. I mean, it was somebody new. I had never read him, and so I've been looking out for a new book by him, and just happened to find this at the shelf at University Bookstore. And my gosh, I was like, wow, he has a new book. Why didn't anybody tell me this?
It's called The Revolutions,
and it has, I think, what is probably the best cover, at least so far this year. It looks like an old newspaper from the late 19th century, and indeed the book is set in London in the 1890s. And if you remember a book that came out maybe now a decade ago called Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, that's the story of two warring magicians. Mm-hmm. That one was earlier in the 19th century. Then you will get a sense of what this book is about. This is a book about, indeed, two magicians at war in London. And a trip to Mars.
Wow.
Or not. It's a book that just has everything, including a wonderful, tragic love story. And how often do you get that kind of, you know, when you finish the book, especially a science fiction book, I don't remember having this feeling about like, oh, come on.
What makes this book science fiction? Because you've just described something that sounds like fiction.
What makes it science fiction is that it has a lot of it owes a big debt in many ways to Edgar Rice Burroughs and his trips to Mars and what Mars is like, and what drives ordinary people or ordinary magicians to want to,
if there is such a thing,
right, to want to risk their lives in an endeavor that that might end very badly.
You know, you bring in science fiction or what you call science
right.
fiction from time to time, and I guess I'm stuck in the 1950s when I hear that
right.
genre, because in the 1950s or early 60s. Science fiction was really like the Asimov era and the era when we were talking about other planets and other life forms. And this isn't the kind of science fiction that writers do in the 21st century. It's not necessarily that.
I think there are writers who are definitely still doing who are heirs of Asimov and of Heinlein, and
right.
there's still that kind of space opera, and people, and some of my favorite science fiction novels are exactly that. But there are other writers, I think, and I think Felix Gilman is perfectly comfortable being designated as a science fiction writer. I object to the whole notion, and we've talked about this for many times, but the whole notion of dividing books into mm-hmm. genres, because I think somebody like you who's not going to look in the science fiction section is missing out on books that you would really, I think, enjoy.
Well, I would look at this book and not necessarily think of it as science fiction because, A, it's hardcover and it has a very elaborate cover, and it doesn't say science fiction. It says a novel by Felix
right,
Gilman.
Right. And then you look at the headlines of the paper on the cover, the mock paper, and a message from the spirit world. I mean, that might give you. So there's seances and there's just the whole London at that period and that way of thinking. So even though it is going to be compared to Susanna Clarke's Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, but the only thing they have in common are the fact that there are two magicians in each, and each is struggling for dominance.
Well, Nancy, when I said we weren't looking for our shadows, maybe I should rethink that, because it sounds like I should be turning behind me and looking for somebody else's shadow. The book, The Revolutions, the author, Felix Gilman. Nancy, thank you so much for bringing this in.
You're welcome.
Nancy Pearl is the author of the Bookless series. She joins us every Tuesday on The Record. You can find all of Nancy's book recommendations at our website, kuow.org. Just search for Nancy Pearl.